now and say that I've been to church, but I really don't want to. I just want to stay and feel the Spirit of God more. I'm glad for the way that I feel in my heart tonight. And that if you ain't felt what I felt, you need to come and get saved tonight. And that because it's the best thing that will ever happen to you. And that we sang that song earlier, that I've never been sorry that I've trusted the blessed name of the Lord. I'm so glad today that I got saved on November 26th, 2007. And I've never been sorry about it. And that it's been something that's led me and that through my whole life. You see, when God saved me, He didn't save me unto death days. But I'm glad that He saved me in that from sin. And that I was lost and undone on my way to a devil's hell. And that without any hope in that. And that, but bless God. And that Jesus Christ. And that died on the cross. And that just for me. That I could be saved. And that, bless God. And that I'm glad that there was a preacher. And that told me about Jesus. And that for 9 years. And that I was under conviction. And that from 10 all the way up to 19. And that, bless God. I'm glad that He had mercy. And that upon me. And that I didn't deserve it. I had shunned Him away. And that so many times. And that, but still yet. And that He found enough love. And that for this poor sinner. And that to draw Him again. Until I can find the place where I can give Him my all. Bless God. And that I'm glad I'm saved. And that I invite you. If you're lost, come right now. And that don't wait. And that come get saved now. And that, bless God. It'll be the best thing you ever did. Oh, bless God. You won't have to go to hell. And that's from Brother Roger Williams. He always says that. And that, but I feel good too. And that, bless God. He put something down inside me. That this world can give me. And that, bless God, the best thing about it is the world can't take it from me. Bless God, Jesus put it down there. He did on November 26th, 2007. I still got it. And that today, I'll have it till the day that I die. It'll take me to glory. Bless God, I'm saved tonight. Well, are you saved? That's the question tonight. Are you saved? Oh, I feel. I broke it. And then I broke it the first time and we lost it. And then, bless God, I'm glad. And then, bless God.
Of God. And that I'm glad it's the glory of God. It was nations also. Boy, that's a statement right there. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Oh, bless God, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Oh, I want you to listen to this next verse. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Time to sweat it out a little bit. Oh, but I'm glad what Jesus did. By one man sent into this world. Oh, but bless God, by one man. Boy, it's that same man. Oh, I love God. And then I had a thought in my heart. I don't know if I'll get to it or not. of my affliction, by my sin. You see, I was a sinner and I was sorry for it. Oh, bless God. They come down here and they come skipping down. They get up the same way. Bless God, that's not how I got it. See, I was a broken vessel. And that God broke me down. Surely I was lost. Bless God, when I got up, I was happy. And I was happy. And they say, I never felt that peace before in my life. Bless God, what God's got in store for you is amazing. Amen. That if you'll just back up. Boy, he won't save somebody against their will. I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe you got to find yourself a sinner.
Yes, sir. You got to realize. That's right.
Oh, bless God. That's the perfect candidate for salvation.
Yes, amen.
If you get sorry enough for it and you walk down the aisle, he will save your soul.
Amen.
Gloriously save it. He won't have to do it twice. Boy, bless God. These people, oh, they say, I got to get saved this many times. Or any time that I sin, I got to get saved again. Oh, that makes me kind of mad. Isn't that because they're down better than my Savior's blood? Isn't that, mommy, tell you I was potent enough to take away my sins one time? Bless God. That's all it took. Isn't that when I still sin sometimes. But now I've got to advocate with the Father. Same one that saved me. It's the same one that keeps me. It's the same one that goes to God for me.
Amen.
Oh, bless God. Amen. I feel like preaching another hour. And I can't seem to get to the thought. So I'm probably going to come to a close. And then I let the preacher come. Oh, but bless God, if you're thinking about, well, maybe I'm lost. And then I will come check it out. I wouldn't leave it in that to chance. Well, let me tell you about the day I got saved. Again, let me tell you about it. You see, and that brother Tony Jeffers preached a message. And that morning, I said I was on the outside looking in. Oh, and I knew I was. But I left the church house in that loss that morning, Brother Kevin. Oh, but bless God, through his abundant mercy, he had mercy. And then upon this sinner. You see, I didn't even go back to church that night. I had car troubles, and I said, well, I'll just take care of those. Oh, bless God. It was easy because I was a sinner. Now that I'm saved, you can't keep me out of the house of God. He changes my desires. He makes you a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things are made new tonight. Oh, bless God, I'm a new creature. Oh, but I didn't go back that night. I was still feeling conviction. As a matter of fact, I was sitting on the couch looking at my wife who was saved and at peace with God, and I was just fired mad at her because she was happy and I wasn't. Oh, but bless God. I went to sleep. I woke up and it was still right there, Brother Roger. God had stayed with me. Oh, bless God. I can't take any more. I had to go down and warm up that pink Chevy Beretta. Oh, with my wife that I drove sometimes. Oh, when I had to cry out to the Father. Oh, and when I did, he heard me. Oh, he didn't leave me comfortless. Oh, but he saved my soul. And bless God. Oh, I'm glad. And then I'll preach this message some other time. Oh, but bless God, and that you need to be saved tonight, and that I don't know how to, and that make it any more clear tonight. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, bless God. Oh, what love that is. You see, he didn't have to go. He was already in heaven on the right hand of the Father. Oh, but he took on this nasty, in that pitiful, sinful flesh. Oh, and defeated it, by the way. And I didn't succumb to it, by the way. And that as you and I did. You see, he was God. And that incarnated in the flesh. Oh, but God had to be that way. And that so he could be the perfect sacrifice. And that for vile sinners like me. Boy. And that a perfect sacrifice tonight. going to go, but boy, that's happened before. I'm sure it'll happen again if time stands. Boy, I'm looking forward to hearing another thing. I'm looking forward to you getting saved, Boston. And I believe that the conditions are right tonight. There's been too many happy people about to get saved. And that they just can't contain themselves. They got to say, I'm glad that God saved me. Giving their testimony. And that what better thing to do for God than to tell what he did for you.
Amen.
Some lost man needs to hear it tonight. I feel like I'm done. I'm not going to go any further tonight. And Brother Victor, it's wonderful up here.
Amen. I've never been in a camp meeting before. Didn't know what to expect, but I've been excited ever since it was announced. You pray just for a little while, and we will endeavor to do what the Lord will have us to tonight. I know Brother Stephen had mentioned about being nervous, but trust me, I was talking to Brother Jeff Curry. We work together. And he came in the office today, and we were talking about preaching and about doing the things that God would have us to do. And I told him, I said, Brother Jeff, there will be times all your life I still feel like I'm about that tall. I know tonight I'm among some of the greatest preachers there are in our community, and I feel humbled. And I certainly feel like the least among the brethren tonight. But I will endeavor to do what the Lord would have us to do, and you pray real hard. The Lord will just hide us in a cross tonight. We bring out some scripture and hope to be in your encouragement this evening. And so we'd like for you to stand, if you will, at the reading of the scripture, Isaiah chapter 6. We'd like to read Isaiah chapter 6. To my knowledge, I've never preached out of this before. I've read the scripture, very familiar probably to most of you Bible readers. But the Bible begins to read like this, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. We'll read the first 7 verses, and then we'll get into the heart of the message tonight. The Bible says, in the year of King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood a seraphim, which each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. You can be seated tonight. We would like to bring out some scriptures, but I'm going to park just for a moment at the first part of what Isaiah said that he saw in the first beginning part of this chapter. Listen, the first thing he said he saw was the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up. I want you to know today that we live in a society that tries to bring God down to our level. We live in a place who will tell you that Jesus, I'm not preaching anything unfamiliar. You that ever heard me preach, I'm saying the same thing I always have. You know exactly how society is today. They're trying to bring Christ down to our level, Brother Roger. They'll play songs on the radio mocking my Lord and Savior. They'll say, well, he's just like one of us. I want you to beg your pardon just for a moment. He's nothing like us. Bless your heart. He's perfect in every way. Spotless and undefiled. A virgin birth. Oh, listen, a pure and unspotted life. Listen, and that went to the cross of Calvary and shed his holy blood and
God. And about that time, one of them serpents come by, listen, they was crying, holy, holy, holy. You know who they were crying to? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's who they were crying to. Oh, listen, Isaiah said, I saw it. They said, a smoke field and at the temple. And it said, the post of the temple, they moved at his voice. Oh, listen, about 750 years later, Isaiah did not know. But listen, that the voice of the seraphim, that it moved the post. Oh, listen, but 750 years later, and that Lord God Almighty, I was going to tear the veil down from the top to the bottom. Oh, yeah. And that Son, only begotten Son, was going to come walking out, and he was going to tear the temple down. And in 3 days, he was going to build it again. And then he was going to set himself at the chief corner, and he was going to build his house upon the rock at the gates of hell. Could not prevail against it. And then he was going to set you and I as lively stones in the spiritual house of God. That's right. Isaiah didn't see all that, but it happened. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. And so today he said, I saw that all these things. And Isaiah proclaimed, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm going to preach tonight by the help of the Lord about some things that are undone. I know Isaiah, if you look it up out of the Hebrew and Greek dictionary, what Isaiah was saying there is that I am unworthy. I am dead. I am nothing. That's what he was saying. They do a lot of good fun. A lot of folks good today to realize just where they are in the sight of God. You ever want to get born again, you'll come to the realization that woe is you. Well, listen, you are without hope in this present world. You have no hope of eternity saved by the blood of the Lamb. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. But thank God he didn't leave him there. The Lord heard him. Listen, and he went down to the altar, and he grabbed a live coal, and he found help from the altar of God through something that was not dead, but it was alive, and it was full of fire and life, and it purged him and cleansed him that day. Isaiah received healing off of the altar. Amen. We got a lot of folks today who want to get caught up in all the pride and all the things of life. Don't think they want to get down on an altar somewhere. You know what the Bible says in the book of 1 John, I believe it was. He said, love not the things of the world, love not the world or the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they are not of the Father, but they are of the world. And he said, the world passeth away. Oh, listen, we got a lot of folks today that are going through life undone. Because they're holding to the things of this world. They want to step foot in the house of God. They'll come in. They'll try to do their level best to please God. But they do not know God. For even though their feet might be in the house of God, their heart and their eyes are out in the things of the world. I want you to know something today. If your heart and your eyes are fixed on the things of the world, you are undone. You're without God. You are lost and on your way to hell tonight. First Samuel chapter 15 of 1 Samuel, we find that Saul was instructed by Samuel to go down to the king of Amalek, that Amalekite king, Agag, and he said, the Lord has instructed you to go down, Saul. And he said, he's instructed you to go down and kill everything in that army. God has given you the victory. He said, you go down there and you kill everything they have. You destroy the city. You kill the sheep, the cattle, the women, the children. You kill it all. You take the king and you kill him. Oh, listen, for the things that he had done against Israel. Oh, listen, but Saul went down there. You all know the story. You can read it at home. The Bible says that he went down and he spared the king and he spared some of the flock and he spared some of the things that he was told to destroy. Oh, listen, all of a sudden here comes Samuel into the camp. And boy, when he got afar off, I believe he heard the bleating of the sheep in his ears. Oh, I imagine he was getting angrier as he went. And he got down to Saul and he said, Saul, what have you done? Oh, listen, we'll get to the point in a minute. Saul said, well, we've kept this. Saul was for good. Turned out he had even spared the king's life. Oh, listen, the Bible says that Samuel looked at him, and the Bible says that the Lord departed from Saul that day because Samuel told him to obey is better than sacrifice. Oh, listen, what Saul had done was left the oracles of God undone. I want you to know something today. The Lord has instructed each and every one of us of how to live our life. He has instructed us on things we ought to do when we get down on our hands and our knees and we call out to Lord God Almighty. He instructs us whether it's to preach, Brother Jason, Brother Kevin, whether it's to sing. Listen, the Spirit stirs in your heart. Whether it's to stand and testify, you ought to stand and testify. But when you leave these things undone, you are leaving and that the blessings of God laying aside, and you cannot obtain all the good treasures that God has in store for you. I want you to know tonight that it's God's good pleasure to pour out the treasures of heaven upon his children. Why in the world would you leave things undone when the Spirit of God tells you to do those things? That's right. Bible said, Paul wrote in the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, I believe that they were Samuel, or Saul rather, he was looking at all those things that pleased him, pleased to the natural eye, and he got caught up in those things. We're going to read Galatians in a minute, just make mention. 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew, verse 23, I want you to know some other things left undone. So we know that Saul left some things undone because he beheld those things of the world and he thought them to be good. As we said already, John told him, love not the world or the things that are in the world. That's right. You come to church on Sunday. You come to church Sunday night, you in this camp meeting because you've been invited. You get up in the morning and you go out and you have a good old time tomorrow. Spend your days in the world. Come to church on Sunday and no one can tell a difference on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. All of a sudden you show up on Sunday. I want you to know you're following the things of the world. The love of God is not in you. You want to know why? Because when the love of God got poured in my heart, I forsook the things of the world. Oh, listen, the treasures of life didn't mean anything to me anymore. Oh, the things I once loved, I now hated. And the things I despised, I now loved. Oh, listen, I love being in the house of God. I love singing the praises of God. I love preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love feeling the Spirit in my heart. I love that when he moves me. That's right. Oh, listen, there were those in chapter 23 of the book of Matthew. As Jesus began to tell them, woe upon woe of the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites, he told them, he said, you tend to the things, you tithe with all your mint and your anise and your cumin. He said, you do these things. He said, but all, he said, the weightier things of the law, he said, judgment and mercy and faith, he said, you have left these things out. Oh, listen, in other words, he said, you have left them undone. He said, I would that you would have done these and not to leave the others undone. Oh, friend, listen. There's folks just like the Pharisees and the scribes and the hypocrites. They'll come in and they've got a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof. There's power in the house of God. And there's power in the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of God moves, listen, it ought to shake the doorpost of your house. It ought to fill your life, your heart with smoke. You know there's something different on the inside. You don't look like the world. You don't act like the world. You don't talk like the world. You want to know why? Because you're not part of the world. I'm part of the kingdom of God. And I'm not ashamed of it, Paul said. Oh, thank God. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Yeah, to them that believes. Oh, thank God tonight. I believe that 17 years old, and he saved my poor, wretched, dying soul, and I've not been the same. But 27 years later, I'm still on my way to heaven, and I'm still not the same. Nothing to go back to. They left some things undone. Them scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. That's what Jesus called them.
That's right.
That's right. 2014 years later, we still got them among us. Still sitting among us. But you're undone. You need help. You ain't even get help on the altar of God. That's where you get help. Same place Isaiah got it. Listen, right off the altar. Amen. Over in the book of Acts, we find in chapter 26, Paul standing. He's on his way to Rome because he had appealed unto Caesar. And the Bible says that he was brought before King Agrippa. And you all know, as Paul stood before Agrippa, he began to testify. He wasn't ashamed of what the Lord had done. He wasn't begging for his life. I often wonder, Paul, he could have begun to make an appeal for his liberty and for his freedom. Oh, but he didn't. Paul began to tell him how he was on the road to Damascus. He began to tell him how he met the Lord Jesus Christ. He began to preach, I believe, right to the King Agrippa. Oh, yeah. And I believe Agrippa, listen, he probably got white-knuckled like we've seen some of the people do. He probably had that spirit of conviction fall over him. But Paul was ready. Oh, listen, he had preached the message. He was ready to see Agrippa get down on his knees and ask God to save his dying soul. Oh, listen, he said, Agrippa, I know you know these things. He said, listen, these things weren't done in the dark. You've seen them all. This is what the Lord can do. Oh, Agrippa said, Paul, he said, almost thou hast persuaded me to be a Christian. Oh, listen, Agrippa, he left that day undone, lost, and without God, and on his way to hell.
Amen. That's true.
He was undone.
Amen.
There's a lot of people coming to our churches week after week. 2014 years later, and they hear my pastor sweat and preach his heart out. And you probably hear that man right there, the pastor here, preach week after week, sweat and preach his heart out. Do they preach to themselves? No. They preach about Jesus Christ because he's the only help that there is. Paul wrote to him, he said, do I please men or do I please God? Amen. Oh, listen, but he preached to please. He doesn't preach to please men. He didn't preach to please God. There's not a one of us in the house tonight that's been called to preach the gospel that stand for accolades or stand for anything to be said good about us. Oh, listen, I could go down one by one. Every preacher in the house, if he's worth a salt, he'd tell you he feels about that tall all the time. You want to know why? Because I know what I am. Oh, listen, I'm just an old wretched sinner that God had mercy on and saved me. Oh, thank God. And I'm not undone anymore. But my heart's fixed. My soul is sealed. I'm on my way to glory. But while I'm here, God, let me preach your loving gospel to those that are lost. How that precious souls can be saved and come out of darkness and get their hearts right.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Don't leave.
undone.
Yeah, amen.
Don't leave here undone.
Amen.
You know that man we started singing about right in the start? You know that man that so filled up Stephen Perry that he couldn't hardly talk?
Right.
That precious name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to know how many things he left undone? Nothing.
Amen.
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 He accomplished it all. Thank God that he did, because if he had not, we'd all be goners. We'd all be hell-bound and hopeless. But listen, he accomplished everything. I know we live in a land today, they'll stand by and tell you, try to fill your mind with rotten doctrine. They'll say, well, preacher, it's not all finished. The Lord's coming back. He's going to do this and going to do that. I beg to differ with you, friend. When he got out of the grave and conquered death and hell, and he ascended up into the portals of glory and sat down at the right hand of the Father, I even find the Bible to say that as he got ready to bow his head and submit himself unto death, he said it was finished. Bless God tonight. There's nothing else that needs to be done. You say, Victor, what are you waiting on? I'm just waiting on a cloud of glory. Yeah, to go home someday. I'm waiting for him to come back. Oh, listen, and the heavens are going to part, and the church is going to be called home, and those that are dead in Christ are going to be come out of the grave, and we're going to those that remain will be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Oh, listen, that's all there is left. There's nothing undone that God has done. He's already fulfilled it all. Got folks coming around. Oh, just bide your time. When the church gets called away, you know, there'll be a time of tribulation and you'll have a chance. No, I don't find that anywhere in the Bible. And I don't know about you. And I was just on my heart last night when I left and I was on my way home. I love this Bible. I love this English speaking Bible, 1611 King James. And I've often said, and I know your pastor's probably told you, and those of you that are visiting the church here tonight, if you got anything else in your home or you're carrying anything else under your arm, you better get rid of it.
Amen.
Because it's a perversion, it's a delusion, it's a lie straight out of hell. I've got the purest thing there is. I've got the inspired Word of God. And I don't know about you, but I'll just hang on to that because I know that's going to take me home someday. Oh, listen, I believe every word of it. You want to know why? Because God never put anything in there that was wrong in the Bible. In fact, in the book of Psalms, it says the word of the Lord is right. Yeah. Oh, listen, it is pure. It is spotless and undefiled. And bless your heart. Don't leave things in your life undone. We have the guide. We've got a Spirit. We've got a Savior. We've got everything we need to be fixed up with God tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
You leave this building. You leave this camp meeting undone. You don't have an opportunity to point to Brother Mike. You're not going to point to Brother Jason. You're not going to point to Brother Roger. You're not going to point to Brother Stephen. You're not going to point to any preacher. You're not going to point to me and say, well, it's their fault. No, it's not. Oh, listen, we've told you the truth. Oh, we've sung about the truth. We've preached the truth. We've shouted about the truth. We've praised the truth. Oh, listen, the truth is all around you. Oh, why don't you just open your eyes and open your heart and let the truth set you free tonight.
Amen.
Pilate stood right in front of him and asked him, what is truth? Beheld him face to face. Friend, tonight you're beholding him face to face. He's knocking at your heart. That's between you and God. Don't leave things undone. Don't leave things undone with your soul. And I'm going to say this to you church members that are saved. Don't leave things undone in your life.
Amen.
I know sometimes, and I'm going to wrap it up. Sometimes, as Christians, God asks us to do things. He asks me, he calls men to preach. He's never called a woman to preach. I throw that in there for good measure.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
But he calls men to preach who are qualified to preach.
Amen.
That's true.
That's right?
Yep. Amen.
And when he does, it's a scary thing.
Amen.
Scared me to death.
Amen.
But Brother Roger, I come to the realization that God didn't want me to preach. He wanted to use me so he could preach through me.
Amen.
And when I come to that realization,
that's it.
Well, listen, and I just submitted into that, everything else worked out.
Amen.
That's right. And you may have a testimony burning in your heart at services and feel like, I just don't do well speaking in front of crowds. Well, that's what Moses said. And look what God did with him. So I say, don't leave anything undone in your life, because not only will you cheat yourself out of a great blessing from God, you'll cheat those around you from a great blessing of God. And to you that are lost, you're in the most the biggest predicament of anyone else. You've got things with your soul that are undone that need fixed. Because rest assured, friend, we're not going to live and live and live and never die. Because it is once appointed unto us to die. And after death, the judgment. And some of us in here are young tonight. Some of us are older. And as time would stand, some of us may be departed. If we come to the second annual camp meeting, we won't be gathered like we are tonight. Some may have left and gone on to be with the Lord. And so we don't know what time holds. But friend, the soul is the most precious thing you have. And the Bible tells me that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You say, preacher, I just wasn't given an opportunity. That's a lie. The Bible says the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men. Amen. And so that means it's appeared unto you, and it's appeared unto me. And I accepted the calling and was born again. And unless you're born again, friend, you will not see the kingdom of God. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Don't leave your soul undone tonight. That's the message. Let's stand to our feet. Sister Lisa, if you would. Brother Jason, if you get a song. Brother Jason, lead a song. We're getting our pastor, Brother Mike, come down here and help us tonight. I don't know what's undone in your life. Listen, we're all guilty of leaving things undone. You know, when my wife and I first got married, I was bad for starting a project and just kind of quitting halfway. I had more half-done projects in my house than anybody. And I'd drive down the road and see people's yards. They'd have their landscaping about halfway done. They'd have siding on their house about halfway done. They'd have things in the yard about halfway done. I was one of them. I started calling them halfway people. Get into things, and they just kind of lose their zeal and just kind of sits there. Listen, don't be one of those people. To you young people, you're trying to halfway do church. You can't halfway do the Lord. You need to be all in. I learned a long time ago, as I began to mature, I get things done. I get out all the tools. I get the job done that needs to be done. When I'm done, I clean up. I put all the tools back. And then I can sit back and say, it's done. And it looks good. You do everything you can for the Lord. Oh, listen. And you'll just sit back and God will just pour his blessings out on you. Don't be in it halfway. You can't be in church halfway.
That's right.
You're going to be all in or you're going to be nothing. You're going to let God rule in every part of your life or he's not going to rule in any part of your life. Don't leave here undone tonight.